You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Here in KGYM on this Monday, the 21st of November. Great to have you aboard as we glide through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Ben on the other side of the glass as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com, checking out their website. We encourage you to do so. They're great people over there. And thank DuPaco a whole lot for being the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. Good show for you. We'll take a look at college football from the weekend, the NFL from the weekend, also college basketball going on. It is Feast Week. Maui underway today. Iowa takes the court tonight in the top 25. And women's basketball, all kinds of storylines as far as women's NCAA basketball is concerned. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. As our phone line as well, 319-366-1600. As we come your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. As Mark joins me here on the southwest side from the Circa Sports Iowa studios today. A pleasant good afternoon, and I mean pleasant. It's a nice day today.
You as well. Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone, and plenty to dive into today. As you outlined on the show, I have the pick six results coming up, the Eagles Hideaway pick six. And a reminder, we're going to it's an abbreviated week for us.
Correct.
We are going to make our next picks on Wednesday.
I promise I will pick all the games, too.
Please do. Yeah, I don't know.
I picked the game.
If you want to be entertained, listen to the last few minutes of Friday's podcast.
Did you guys take me to task or something? I mean,
yeah, we didn't. We weren't sure what to do.
I had it written down, and I must have omitted it when I sent my email to Spencer, and I apologize to you, Spencer, Dave, and everyone out there. I did pick Iowa State, so there is no collusion here or confusion. I picked Iowa State. They didn't win. So it's not like I cheated or anything like that, right?
No, we confirmed that on Saturday morning, and all's well.
All is well. While we're talking about it, let's go ahead and just let everybody know how the results came about this week for the Emil Sideaway pick six.
I'd be glad to.
I know you would.
Yours truly won.
Is that your first?
No.
You won early, right?
I did win earlier.
Okay.
I might have to look back on that, but I don't have the time nor the patience to do that. I believe I won one other one. And Ben's going to get me the listener who won the $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. Actually, Spencer and I tied at 3-3. For the week, but I was closest on the tiebreaker. That was Mo Ibrahim's total rushing yards, and none of us were even close.
No, not even close.
Scott was 2-4. Dave was 1-5. And as I said, we'll do it again on Wednesday this week.
Yep, looking forward to it. And it is the traditional college football Saturday coming up this weekend. A lot of the great rivalries. You know, what they call it last week, Showdown Saturday on ESPN's college football broadcast. Well, this is the big traditional rivalry Saturday coming up this week. Should be a lot of fun. Of course, Iowa takes on Nebraska on Black Friday with a whole lot on the line. We'll get to that in just a moment. Iowa State will close out their season. They will go down to Fort Worth to take on TCU in a game that is just absolutely phenomenally huge for the TCU Horned Frogs. And we'll talk about that as we get toward the week. 319-366-1600. And yes, as we get ready to talk Iowa football, our friend Ralph in Riverside, how things have all changed in just a short month and 5 weeks, if you will, with this Iowa football team. Mark, Iowa again in this crazy, unbelievable 2022 season that is known as Iowa football. Somehow, again, gets outgained, but wins as far as the turnover ratio is concerned. Allows an amazing 260-plus yards from Mo Ibrahim, yet somehow comes away with a victory to put themselves in the driver's seat as far as the Big Ten West is concerned, the driver's seat to a pretty nice bowl destination. A lot of nice things in there. And an 8-4 season, regular season, perhaps. I guess there is that little thing about the Big Ten championship game and who you may want to have to play in that one. But I tell you what, you want the opportunity to do so. Iowa wins it as they bring Floyd South and I-35 again.
I'm about out of descriptions for this season. And I know like people like to, you know, attach cute things to the cute seasons or cute plays, whatever. I don't know what I would call this season. I really don't, because it's been so wacky. Keep in mind that Iowa lost to two of the top four teams in the college football playoffs as of right now, plus an Illinois team that has been ranked and had control of its destiny in the Big Ten. The Illini have dropped off, and we weren't quite sure whether that Iowa-Minnesota game would have meaning at all, because Illinois really played Michigan off its feet for much of that game.
Probably make a pretty good case that Illinois should have won that football game.
Yeah, yeah. And Brett Bielema was not happy with the officials.
Nor should he be.
Well, it's true in every sport. It's true every day. It's true in Qatar today.
1-1 tie, by the way, in case you missed it, between the United States and Wales. I'm sorry, the United States men's national team.
Well, if we can digress from the Iowa football game for a minute, and I don't know that anybody really wants to, but listen, the U.S. is not going to win Group B anyway. England's going to win Group B. It's going to beat the United States handily Friday night. And it will come down to the United States matchup against Iran, which lost
6-2
healthy to England. So we'll see if the U.S. advances. It's not going to go very far anyway, but kind of a disappointing 1-1 tie today as Wales got an equalizer on a penalty kick. But
look at you.
Huh?
Look at you with the jargon.
Equalizer is good.
Yeah, I like that.
I know dribbling. I know tackling. I know yellow cards. And just
good for you, man.
Yeah.
Equalizer. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. As, getting back. Oh, never fails to disappoint. U.S. men's soccer. Thank you, 6429. As far as the Hawks are concerned, you get outgained by 120 yards. Time of possession, 9 minutes-ish, right in there. You give up 7 of 16 third down efficiencies. You give up 312 yards on the ground. Yet another game for Iowa where they come up with 59 yards on the ground and somehow come up with a way to win the football game. And you can thank the defense. Once again, you can thank special teams once again as well, especially the defense. Coming up with two of the bigger plays that you were going to see throughout the Big Ten campaign this year. Mo Ibrahim was going down. It was reminiscent. Iowa fans had to be thinking, man, this is going to be the third 90-plus yard drive that is going to sink Iowa over the last handful of years. The Big Ten championship game against Michigan State, the Iowa State 99-yard drive earlier on this year, and here comes Mo Ibrahim, basically on his own, taking the ball down the field. And then all of a sudden, Jack Campbell and Quinn Schulte came in there and jarred the ball loose at the end. Iowa doesn't take advantage of it, has to punt. But then, inexplicably, but thankfully, P.J. Fleck and Minnesota decide to throw the ball. And as Bo Schembechler said, three things happen when you throw the ball, and two of them are bad. And that's what happened to Minnesota. Jack Campbell had, and we can go into that as far as officiating is concerned, but it's not going to change, but had a pick six. Didn't come out that way, but still, still Iowa wins the football game.
Jack Campbell, right place, right time, as he has been so often this season. The interception wouldn't have happened without a Riley Moss tip. Riley Moss made a terrific play on that pass play and just happened to carry him directly to Jack Campbell. And you're right, I don't think he was out of bounds, but it didn't matter. Drew Stevens kicked the game winner after kind of a curious timeout by the Iowa sidelines. I'm not sure what was going on there, whether Kirk or somebody thought
there was a little bit of confusion as far as when the clock was going to start. And instead, better to be safe than sorry when you have – listen, a college football kicker should not miss a 22-yard field goal. I had no problem with it. Better be safe than sorry, as they say.
I have never seen a game when there was no penalties on either team. Probably because it hasn't happened in college football since the mid-80s.
Folks, if you believe there are no penalties in that game, I have a bridge to sell you.
Well, statistically, that was the case.
It was cold. They wanted to go home. They wanted to get out of there and get to somewhere warm. And I can't blame them, as fast as anybody else at Huntington Bank Stadium did on Saturday evening.
Who's not patting the back of Spencer Petras? 221 yards passing, 15 out of 24. He loses Laporta to an injury. Not sure about that situation, but Lachey came in and a couple others caught balls. But the two pass plays down the middle in the first play of the game to Sam Laporta, terrific call. And then later on, similar call to Luke Lachey to set up the winning field goal. Good calls, good throws, and Petras for the, I don't know, maybe third game in a row, he's been pretty good.
I don't want to say game manager. I don't like using
he's
that.
He's not Johnny Unitas, but he's been 221 you'll take day in and day out from Petras. And the running game, no, it wasn't there. There was... had about 90 yards gross rushing. You take the sacks out of there, then it gets down to 59 or 60. But a head-shaking season.
319-366-1600. Got texts all over the board here. 8186 saying, I didn't follow the basketball team to Indy last spring, and look what happened. Hawks go in football. I will stay home again. As big of a Iowa fan as I am, I really hope Nebraska plays spoiler so we don't make it to the Big Ten Championship. If we go to Indy and the Rose Bowl, there is no way any changes happen for the offseason for the offense, says 8136. Jeff says it very simply and succinctly. Turnovers. Turnover margin. We owe thanks to Illinois, says 7227. Yeah, Brett Bielema and it's been a tough 3 weeks for Brett Bielema. He suddenly lost his mother last week. That was a horrible situation. He didn't know if he was going to coach. He was already mad at the Big Ten officials after the Purdue game, livid after the Michigan game as well. He should have been. That fourth down play on the last drive was an absolute abominable joke. It was not only... it was offensive pass interference twice on that play, and nothing was called. There was nothing called the whole weekend, so you get to live with it. And Brett Bielema on the broadcast saying that, yeah, we got to play 100-some thousand people and a few more. Oh, man. 319-366-1600. Listen, the only way Iowa goes to the Rose Bowl is if Iowa goes to the Big Ten championship game and wins it. Other than that, it's more than likely going to be Tampa. Yet again, everybody rejoice.
Why would you want Nebraska to beat Iowa and knock Iowa out of the Big Ten championship game? Isn't that why you play the game? To win division championships?
Absolutely.
And get to your second straight Big Ten championship game?
Could be Michigan.
Two in a row is pretty good.
Could be Michigan. And Iowa's got a better shot. They match up better against Michigan than they do against Ohio State. Now, without Blake Corum for Michigan, who's iffy at best, let's face it, Michigan and Ohio State are both beat up at this time. And I said last week, Maryland was going to give Ohio State everything they wanted. And Maryland,
scored 30 on them.
Maryland played really, really good football. And you want a chance. Yeah, on paper, you're not going to win, but you want to have a chance because this whole back half of the year has been strange and weird and crazy. Not saying it's going to happen again in Indianapolis. You got to beat Nebraska first. Got to beat Nebraska first. No doubt about that. It's going to be Nebraska's bowl game. They have 7 losses. They're not going anywhere. But give yourself a chance, right?
Again, that's why you play the game. 78-54, Petrus, 63% completion since the Ohio State game. Also, on the timeout for the game-winning kick, there wasn't enough players on the field, even though Stevens made it both times anyway.
And again, you got to make a 21-yard field goal if you're a college football kicker. Iowa football just win barely. It's a 71-76. And Ralph agrees with you, Mark. Sure don't hear the boo birds calling for Spencer now. Brian may even get a few Christmas cards this year. That's the thing that really is not lost on a lot of folks right now, Mark, both making media comments in general, that how this entire thing has flipped, I think, in the last 4 weeks now, because the same people that were, let's face it, after the Nebraska game, the same people that were ready to bury this Iowa football team, get rid of everybody associated with the Iowa football team, are going to be the same people that are going to be drinking Indianapolis out of Busch Light. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Thank you. 319-366-1600 here at 322 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Happy Thanksgiving week to everybody out there, by the way, as we will have a short week here on our local programs. We'll be on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Thursday, usually chock full. It will have NFL games played, but with Iowa State men and women involved in Thanksgiving holiday tournaments this year, we'll have Iowa State basketball, men's and women's basketball, coming up on Thursday for you. We'll have the podcast available for you on Thursday as well. So play it over your Thanksgiving Day meal, if you will. We'd love to be a part of your family activities on Thursday.
As far as Iowa goes, and it's true in all of college football, there's so much focus on offense. And offense is very much a beauty pageant. But think about this. Iowa has held 8 of its 11 opponents to 10 points or fewer. And it would be 9 of 11 if Northwestern had not scored on the last play of the game. I think it was the last play of the game to make it 33-13.
Yes, because they didn't get a chance to kick the extra
point. That's quite remarkable. 8 out of 11 or 9 out of 11 under 13. You're going to win a lot of football games if you do that, and Iowa has proven so with its defense and special teams and just a tad of offense here and there. But so many people just focus on the offensive part of the game.
Jack Campbell named, we'll get to that coming up on the Eagles Hideaway scoreboard. Jack Campbell named the Big Ten Player of the Week this week, as he should have. And what a game he had. What a game the Iowa defense had. Darren on the text line, anybody that does not want Iowa to win and go play in Indianapolis is not a Hawk fan, whether or not we play Ohio State and Michigan. It's always hard to beat a team twice. But then you go to 7,400 on the text line. Iowa, zero chance against Michigan because they don't turn the ball over. Corum doesn't fumble. JJ doesn't throw interceptions. Ohio State indoors is a track meet. Then Iowa has zero chance. Sean from the bus trip. What to call the season? Topsy-turvy. That's one of the things you could attach to it. If the win does not aid the miss by the Gopher kicker into the first half, could have been a different game. I tell you what, P.J. Fleck was just about as deflated, maybe after Brett Bielema. Brett Bielema was a little bit madder at the officials, obviously. A little different take than what P.J. had. Now, I don't agree with P.J. Fleck said Minnesota outplayed Iowa in every part of the game. Well, I beg to differ as far as that is concerned. But
he said Minnesota did everything to win the game, but didn't, or in so many words.
Except for hold on to the football, which is huge, and that's what Iowa banks on, no pun intended, at Huntington Bank Stadium.
Years from now, people are going to look back at this season and say, what, that really happened? First of all, Iowa almost loses to South Dakota State, the number one seed in FCS playoffs. Okay. Season opener, and 3-4 at one point, and then Iowa reels off 4, maybe 5 in a row. Really, that happened? An opposing running back runs for 263 yards, and Iowa wins the game? Really, that happened? So many things along the way. Yeah, Sean, topsy-turvy.
Topsy-turvy indeed. So that's the story on Iowa. We can talk more about that. The Big Ten, fantastic finishes on Saturday. Iowa State, we'll get to that. You and I think, boy, they'd like a do-over in the end of a couple of those games this year, because I think they could be, the way they're playing right now, they could have been a force in the 1AA playoffs. They will not get that opportunity. All that and more coming up here in just a little bit. But before that, we're going to take a break, take a look at the weather, and come back after Mark gives us an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And they're open at 4 o'clock. Check them out online at emilshideaway.com. Before you even start, Mark, I will say that Creighton and a very, very flowery adorned coach, Greg McDermott, has just beaten Texas Tech 76-65 at the Maui Invitational.
Earlier today in the Hall of Fame Classic on the West Coast, a morning game, 9:30 local time, Northern Iowa squandered an 11-point halftime lead and lost to San Francisco, unbeaten San Francisco, 75-69. Drake will play Tarleton State, a member of the WAC, Scott, you know that.
I know that.
In the finals of the Paradise Jam tonight.
Yeah.
8 p.m. And, of course, Iowa on the court, men's side anyway, tonight at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. College basketball pulls out. On the women's side, Iowa State is 5th this week. Iowa 9th. The Iowa men moved into the top 25 at 25. The Minnesota Timberwolves have transferred Luka Garza from the Iowa Wolves to Minnesota. Luka back in the NBA after averaging 26.5 points in 5 games with the Iowa Wolves. And finally, Iowa punter Torrey Taylor is not one of 10 semifinalists for the Ray Guy Punting Award nationally.
Yeah. Yeah. Okie doke.
And by the way, Robert is the winner of the $30 gift card to Emo's Hideaway.
Congratulations out there to Robert. Enjoy that out at Emo's. Quick break. We'll come back and have more for you on the Gym Class for this Monday on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have plenty of sunshine today and temperatures rising toward 40 degrees. Should feel pretty nice out there with light winds. As we get into tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies and temperatures drop down to a low around 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, winds turning out of the south, temperatures get a bit warmer in the mid-40s. We're up around 50 degrees on Wednesday, and we'll have some nice dry weather for Thanksgiving travels. On Thursday, we are going to have cloudy skies with temperatures in the upper 40s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Football fans, make this a Thanksgiving to remember with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because when you bet an NFL same game parlay now through November 28th, all customers can get up to $100 in free bets, win or lose. Just bet an NFL same game parlay or same game parlay plus of at least $20. The bigger you bet, the more you'll get back in free bets. NFL same game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Build your own or choose from the popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, get up to $100 in free bets, win or lose, when you bet an NFL same-game parlay of four legs or more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official betting partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Iowa. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $100. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's the holidays at Brown's Shoe Fit. They have the most comfortable shoes you'll find anywhere. Come get a pair to soothe your holiday shopping and pick up a gift or two while you're there. Brown's Shoe Fit has lots of in-store specials now, and they carry top brands, including New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Born, Clarks, Keen, Merrill, and Oboes. Cozy Smart Wool socks are the perfect stocking stuffer, and right now at Brown's Shoe Fit, buy three pair, get the fourth pair free. Bring your feet to Brown's Shoe Fit, Twixtown Road in Collins Square.
Just when it feels like smooth sailing, your IT person leaves and rocks your entire business boat.
Network overboard!
Now who's going to captain your IT ship? Network Computer Solutions. They're ready to hop on board and keep you on course. Whether you're a tiny rowboat or a giant ocean liner, Network Computer Solutions will keep your business cruising along with pricing options that won't make you feel anchored down. Network Computer Solutions is your IT safe harbor. Meet them now at ncsei.com.
The lowest price of the year meets Imon's powerful one-price promise until November 30th. That's right, get Imon's reliable 1 gigabyte internet service for only $70 per month. All in, no hidden fees, and lock into that incredible price for life. The fastest, most reliable internet service, backed by the best 24/7 customer support at the lowest price of the year. And no price increases for as long as you stay with Imon. Now is the time to make the switch to Imon to get the best price available and lock it in for life. Switch before November 30th at go.imon.net/radio.
U.S. central customers only. Not available in all areas. Other conditions apply.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. It is the gym class here at KGYM. Ben on the other side of the glass here as we take you through a Monday afternoon here in Eastern Iowa. 319-366-1600. The text line available to you. That is our phone line as well if you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Couple other texts here, Mark, before we leave this Iowa game from Minnesota and look ahead to Nebraska and look ahead to other college football from the weekend. 1477, if any Iowa team can pull off a shocking win in the championship, it's this one. Luck has been with us, along with a good defense and special teams. Play the damn game, and let's see how it goes from there, says 5268. Beat Nebraska, enjoy the moment, and piggybacking on that, 8077. I don't understand the mentality that you wouldn't want Iowa to go to Indy. You would never hear that out of any coach or players. They want that chance. I agree. They want the opportunity. There is no pressure. I'm not saying Iowa's going to win. Iowa's got to get there first. Got to get there first. But, yeah, all he wants is a chance, right? That little indicator on the bottom of the ESPN crawl saying predictability to win or whatever they call it, 94%. Well, there's your 6%. It's happened before.
Well, just think back 6 weeks ago and how you were feeling about this Iowa football team. No matter how it got there, it is there. Win against Nebraska on Friday, and it is Indianapolis. Most improbably so, but it will be nonetheless with a little help from brethren like Illinois. Hawkeyes have won 4 games in a row, still undefeated in November since 2019.
Yeah.
What is it, 15 in a row? Something like that?
Yeah. And it's good for recruiting, says 95-43. So that's the Iowa story. Iowa State drops their 7th game. They will not be going to a bowl this year, even at 5-7, unless they pull off a stunner of all stunners in Fort Worth coming up over the weekend. But Darren says, Iowa State drives me crazy. They beat Iowa, and then the bottom drops out of them again. It's like the old days. It's interesting. Iowa, the beginning of the year, Mark, and rightly so, everybody railing on the offense. Now it's Iowa State's turn. Cyclone fans right now are railing on the offense with Tom Manning, and what changes can be made as far as Iowa State's offensive outlook is concerned. And by the way, hats off to you if you were among the folks that were there Saturday night at Jack Trice Stadium, because that just was a miserable, miserable night. And we know why it was at night, because TV dictated that it be so. Other than that, there was no reason under God's green earth that game should have been played in primetime. But I digress. Iowa State had opportunities in that game. Defense played well again. Texas Tech gives Iowa State the ball right away. Looks like going to get off to a good start. Pfft, nothing. Missed field goals again. Iowa State's had the defense, but they haven't had the offense, and they haven't had the special team so far this year.
That's it in a nutshell. They are ruining the fact that they've lost so many close games, and there's multiple reasons for that. You think back to that September 11th game, Iowa and Iowa State, and I think at the time, a lot of us were saying, "Well, this may turn the one team's going to go down the yellow brick road, and the other team is not so much," and it's been quite the opposite. As Iowa State won that game 10-7, and doubled up the total yards on Iowa in that game, but it was close. Xavier Hutchinson had to catch a touchdown pass late in that game for Iowa State to win it. So many things have changed over the last couple, 3 months. It's quite remarkable. And Iowa State, I don't know if you can put your finger on one thing. I mean, one game it's the interceptions, the turnovers. The next minute, it's played good enough defense to have a better season, but it just hasn't happened.
By the way, interesting factoid. Remember when Iowa State opened the season against SEMO, Southeast Missouri? Guess who's one of the top teams seeded in the 1AA playoffs?
Yeah.
They had a remarkable year after playing the Iowa State Cyclones in there. But where does Iowa State go from here? Does Matt Campbell make some changes as far as his staff is concerned, especially on the offensive side? That's what Cyclone fans are kind of – and obviously – the hours after a game like that are going to be different than 48 hours later when you have time to think about it, settle down a little bit. Is this a time after 2 disappointing seasons in a row that Matt Campbell does make some changes as far as the staff and the program is concerned?
I don't know. One of the things is Iowa State doesn't have a Breece Hall right now. It doesn't have a David Montgomery. And maybe you got a little spoiled with those two guys.
Shows how good they were.
Both the guys in the NFL right now and doing well, all those Breece Halls hurt. Just could not get the running game going in a lot of games. So that was another aspect of it. I don't know what shape the offensive line is in. I wouldn't make too many wholesale changes. I wouldn't either. But the big thing is you're going to lose Xavier Hutchinson, who's going to be an All-America.
He's going to be playing on Sundays next year.
Yeah. But you have to accept that fact. If you're you have good players, you have good teams, you're going to lose good players. And they're going to lose another one in Hutchinson.
We will have Iowa State's final game of the year. They will play at TCU coming up on Saturday. And tell you what, Mark, I know TCU's got a ton on the line, but I think that's a good spot to play them after the Baylor game, coming back like that. I think it's
Iowa State doesn't have anything to play for. You know, if the game was in Ames, I might feel a tad different, but
if TCU can't get up for this one, though, they will never get up for a game.
TCU's a charm team. Did you see what happened Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no timeouts. You run the ball. Trot your offense off the field. Trot your field goal kicking team on the field. Tick, 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 tick. Field goal kicker lines up.
No panic.
No panic, and he drills it for a TCU victory.
After missing an extra point.
Baylor cover, I should say, but nevertheless, a TCU victory, and they're still alive in the college football playoffs.
319-366-1600.
And now it looks like what, Kansas State against TCU?
Yes.
In the Big 12?
Everybody had that at the beginning of the year, right?
Yeah.
Not so fast. Kansas State and TCU, there will be a lot of purple in Dallas for that one. Or Arlington, I guess, at Jerry World when they play that one.
That'd be a good game, I think.
Would be a good game. And there are a lot of people, I think there are a lot of people hoping that TCU wins, because if they do not win. I mean, SC is in a position to get in there now with their win. And what a game that was Saturday night. If you stayed up to watch USC UCLA, first of all, you should have anyway, because year in and year out is the greatest uniform matchup with both of them in their home uniforms that you can have, bar none. That's a plus.
And it bore no resemblance to Iowa, Minnesota.
No, it did not. It did not. That was a very good football game. That was one of the top three football games of the year so far in the regular season of college football for 2022. But USC has got to hope that TCU falls. Although Michigan and Ohio State, one of them, unless it is a instant classic like it was a few years ago, then you have an opportunity for one team not to fall, perhaps. If Michigan wins it somehow, Ohio State going to fall three if they lose in a last-second field goal or something like that. There's still a lot to play for as far as the world of college football is concerned. By the way, that Iowa State-TCU game is a 1 o'clock start on Saturday. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff. And Iowa State football and Iowa State men's and women's basketball, of course, is sponsored by lifelong Cyclone fan Lisa Nolan at Lisa Nolan Realtor. And check out Lisa Nolan Realtor at KGYMRadio.com or LisaNolanRealtor.com.
You should be reminded that USC does have Notre Dame this week.
They do, and that's not going to be simple.
No.
It's not going to be simple.
We're going to pick on Wednesday's Emil's Hideaway pick 6, USC favored by 5 right now.
And whether hockey fans want to hear it or not, Nebraska is not going to be a pushover.
It hasn't been in the last half a dozen years.
And Nebraska,
by and large,
Nebraska played Wisconsin head up on Saturday. Badgers had to get a touchdown there at the end to win the football game. Yes, Iowa should win. Not saying Iowa is going to win. There you go. What was better, the TCU win or the Michigan win? What was more fun and exciting?
I think TCU. I mean, that was, you don't see that every day.
I would agree, because as Brett Bielema would attest to, yeah, Michigan got some help. Sorry, Matt, the Michigan fan out there, but Michigan got some help from folks on Saturday to go downfield in that game.
And I had to text our friend Tyler Ryder, Tyler Ivins, as we know him now. He's down in Knoxville. Tennessee gets buried by South Carolina, loses its quarterback, Hendon Hooker, And then Tyler's Jets just laid an egg against an ever-improving New England team on Sunday. Tough weekend for Tyler.
If you ever thought there were two teams that were so similar, and there are so many ties between Kirk Ferentz, the Ferentz family, and the New England Patriots, you know, James came in to play center when Andrews was hurt yesterday, started a couple games prior to that for the Patriots. It was so Belichickian that the Patriots run back a kick at the gun yesterday to win that game and put themselves in a position to be in the playoffs if they started right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. But it is Michigan and Ohio State in the game coming up 11 o'clock on Saturday from Columbus or Columbus, because they will take all the M's down this week around the campus, which is, I do want to go, before I set sail off this earthly globe, I want to go over to Ann Arbor or Columbus on the week of the game and just walk around campus and just see everything without M's or O's, depending on where you are at and where you are located. I just think, oh, what are you doing this week, honey? I'm taking all the M's down around campus. Oh, man. Hey, but that's rivalries in college football, right?
It is indeed. And Department of Corrections, not surprising when I'm involved. And Northern Iowa San Francisco game was in Kansas City.
Okay.
It was not in on the West Coast. As part of the Hall of Fame Classic. And thanks to the text line for fact-checking me. It's important.
But it was early.
Yeah, it was 11:30 start.
And you and I played really, really well early on. But 4 of 11 from the free throw line, including misses late, is not boding well.
And San Francisco got hot from three-point range,
they did.
Too.
And that's a good... They made the NCAA tournament last year.
Yeah, they're 5-0.
So that was one that you and I could have gotten, and, man, that would have helped the resume right in there for this year. 319-366-1600. We got pro football to talk about here in just a little bit. As we've been talking college football, Iowa and Iowa State. Tough news for Mark Farley and the Panthers yesterday before we get to our break here. I really thought they were going to get in. Now, they were going to probably have to play somebody of pretty good ilk in that first round, but I thought UNI's resume was strong enough to get them in. Usually the Missouri Valley Football Conference is very well represented as far as the 24-team FCS playoff is concerned. This year, only three Missouri Valley Conference teams made it. You had five from the Big Sky, and you had five from the Colonial Athletic Conference this year that made it. So 10 of the 24 teams are from those two conferences. This year, South Dakota State, North Dakota State, and North Dakota were the only three representatives from the MVFC.
Yeah, and you look at four of the five losses that you and I had, it was to number one seed South Dakota State, number two seed Sacramento State, qualifier North Dakota, and an FBS Air Force team that is 8-3.
The one that killed them was homecoming against Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
They gave that one away at the end, and that's the one that got them.
You and I won that game, it'd be 7-4 and probably headed to the playoffs, and I know you and I agree that not too many teams wanted to play you and I in the playoffs.
No.
Playing very good right now, but the season's over. Theo Day had a tremendous year, quarterback, the Michigan State transfer. I'd be interested to see if he's got any pro potential. He's a big, rangy guy and had a heck of a year.
And was a Michigan State recruit to start things off.
Yeah.
Did go there. And UNI is going to miss some outstanding players. They always do, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But UNI's got a lot coming back. So I think the future looks bright again as far as Mark Farley and the Panthers are concerned. And, yeah, I think they could have They could have created some headaches if they would have made it, but did not get in. 3:49, we'll take a break, come back, talk about the National Football League and more when we return here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
CP Hoyt Jewelers Black Friday sale is on now.
Hey, we're Joseph and Clayton Hoyt.
We have great savings for you now through December.
Gift with purchases like a 65-inch TV,
diamond studs,
AirPod Pros, and more.
Plus, the first 50 customers on Black Friday will save over $200 on half-carat diamond earrings.
It's our Love Local special going on now at CP Hoyt Jewelers, corner of Collins Road and First Avenue.
Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged.
It pays to parlay football in November with Elite Sportsbook. On Thursdays through Sundays in November, bet four wagers of four-plus legs of $50 or more on football and receive $20 free bet. It's literally that simple. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Check out our updated app with integrated funding and increased functionality and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
319-366-1600 here in the Gym Class program on KGYM. Mark's reminding me about poor Tim Brando on Saturday. He and Spencer Tillman have had better games.
Hey, listen, we make mistakes. I made one today, at least one that I've been corrected on, but... it's Cooper DeGene, not Cooper DeYoung.
Or Jean. Did that too.
Oh, Tim. He just wanted to be on a golf course.
He did. No golf courses to be had Saturday in Minneapolis. He's a big golfer when he goes out there, but usually does a stellar job. But yeah, they were off their game, certainly, on Saturday, I thought. National Football League tonight, Arizona and San Francisco from Mexico City will join up after the Cyclone Coaches Show tonight at 8 o'clock on all of our frequencies here of KGYM. No Kyler Murray tonight. He is going to be out. Colt McCoy is going to be the starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals as San Francisco will look to get another win and get closer to the top as far as the NFC is concerned.
And watch Arizona win.
And watch Arizona win. Certainly, anything can happen as far as the NFL is concerned. But big stories yesterday, number one, and I don't think it surprised a whole lot of people they won, but I think the margin and the way they did it did surprise a lot of people. But man alive, the Dallas Cowboys just absolutely steamrolled the Minnesota Vikings yesterday.
Exposed them. We've talked about how good are the Vikings. They were horrible yesterday, and the Cowboys were very, very good. And what that means going forward, I don't know. Could be an outlier.
I think it was an outlier. And Cowboys could have won that game, but the Vikings coming off that Buffalo game and then going, yeah, that was going to be tough.
Now it is a Thursday game, too, I think.
That is correct. Yeah. Both teams play on Thursday, Cowboys and the Giants. Which is a big game, but the Giants, Wandale Robinson is now out for the season. They are beat up. Everybody's beat up at this point. Giants have to go to Dallas, Minnesota, and the Patriots. How will the Patriots come out with a way to win this one?
They're coming on.
Yes, they are.
They're coming on.
Everybody in the AFC East is over the 500 mark at this time.
And the NFC East.
And, yeah, Washington's playing good ball. Now, the schedule has helped out the NFC East a ton. A ton, but...
Break up the Commanders and the Lions,
they're doing
right?
Lions are fun. The Lions are fun. Hutchinson just keeps making interceptions.
Yeah.
The Lions pounded the Giants yesterday. I mean, that wasn't even close. And boy, oh boy. Like I said, Williams, Hutchinson, I mean, if Goff ever got things going, if they can get a quarterback... They got Amon-Ra St. Brown on the outside. He's good catcher. Tell you what, they're not far off.
A really good game last night.
I liked it.
Mahomes is so good. Kelce is so good. And you knew with 90 seconds left
too much
what was going to happen, right?
Too much time.
Yeah.
And Chiefs pretty much have a stranglehold on the AFC West now. Still a tough schedule remaining. it looked a lot tougher at the beginning of the year, but the Rams and the Chiefs coming up this Sunday. And that will be an interesting game. Of course, everyone looking back to the game from 2018 that set all kinds of NFL offensive records. That was played in Los Angeles. But don't think you're going to see that one this time around. But you never know. You never know. Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati was a good game yesterday, too. While everyone was not watching the second half of Minnesota and Dallas at that point right there. But some good stuff. On the text line, 72-27, reminding everyone, Nebraska is going to be sky high. It will be their bowl game, not taking bets on it. Reminds you of the old days with Iowa-Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
When Minnesota was, this was their bowl game. Minnesota usually played Iowa well. Remember those days in Iowa-Minnesota played the last game of the
That's
year?
That's the only thing Nebraska has to play for. Besides a trophy, of course.
Also, how much, you know, Mickey Joseph in as the interim coach. They may want to play for his job. Who knows? A lot of things on the line for Nebraska.
Speaking of coaching, there's reports out of Wisconsin, a couple different sources that say that maybe as soon as this week, Jim Leonard will have the interim tag removed and he'll be the permanent coach.
Yeah, I think it's only a matter
of time. We'll see if that happens.
I think it's only a matter of time there. And before we depart here in the last couple of minutes or so, again, they got Iowa hosting Omaha tonight, the former University of Nebraska Omaha at 7 o'clock tonight down at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Got all kinds of great basketball going on the television all this week. It should be a fun week as far as college hoops are concerned. We have to look back and congratulate two Linn County football teams from last week, Mark. I was not here on Friday. I was doing the Mount Vernon game, but congratulations to Dwayne Schulte and Xavier on another state championship. They're fourth in school history. Hats off to them in a very, very good game against a tough Council Bluffs Lewis Central team. And then, tell you what, they did not win, but if you did not just feel good for Mount Vernon on Friday, then you don't follow sports. Without their starting quarterback, leading passer in the state, and going out there having their tailback Henry Ryan move into the quarterback spot, get a 23-7 lead, and unfortunately, I think just ran out of gas in the end of the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. A lot of guys were playing both ways due to injuries, but boy, oh boy, what a performance by the Mount Vernon Mustangs!
Yeah, and Harlan getting that one, and much can be said of Williamsburg as well.
Absolutely,
yeah.
That I have never seen a game where a team had the ball 18 straight minutes. 18 straight minutes, Central Line George Little Rock. From the second quarter, they got the first possession of the third quarter and held it 9.5 more minutes. That was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. But
like no penalties in a game?
Yeah, like no penalties in a game. Coming up tomorrow, we will have Mark Ironside join us. Usually Wednesday, but it'll be Tuesday due to the shortened week. So Mark's going to join us, and Chris Liss will join us coming up tomorrow as well to answer your fantasy football questions. So Mark and Chris coming up tomorrow on a Tuesday edition. Have a good night, Mark.
Will do. Talk to you tomorrow.
Todd and Alex next, KGYM.
Yeah, we're replacing the carpets too, so don't worry about that.
No fresh powder yet, but Dan's Ski Lodge has an avalanche of projects.
Yeah, those four rooms are getting hot tubs.
He needs a staff engineer to navigate a flurry of new requests.
And all of those will be fully ADA accessible.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get 70